Hi, it's January 21st, the anniversary of the death of legendary director and producer Cecil B. DeMille in 1959, famous for his biblical epics.
We have an unusual subject, the story of the birth of freedom.
In 1966, George Harrison married Patty Boyd. They met during the filming of A Hard Day's Night. Of course, it didn't last. In one of rock and roll's great love triangles, she later married Eric Clapton, who wrote this about Patty. And you might remember it was on this day in 1990 that John McEnroe was sent packing from the Australian Open after three code violations for his tantrums, intimidating a lineswoman and swearing at the officials.
Default, Mr. McEnroe.
That's the end of the match.
Birthdays, golfing great Jack Nicklaus is 81. He won 13 majors, including six Australian Opens.
Biggest thing in being able to be a champion is to understand yourself.
Milestone birthday for Spanish tenor Placido Domingo, turning 80. Billy Ocean is 71. He topped the Aussie charts twice with When the Going Gets Tough, The Tough Get Going, and this one. Out of my dreams, get into my car. Actress Gina Davis is 65, was in the movies The Fly, Beetlejuice, and Thelma and Louise, and starred in the series Commander in Chief.
Explain to the ambassador the means by which we will be extricating Ori Medulla.
Two-time Melbourne Cup winning jockey Jim Cassidy is 58 today. He took out the 83 Cup on Kiwi. In 97, it was Might and Power.
Doremus or Might and Power in a close go.
Aussie comedian and TV personality Rove McManus turns 47.
If I make a funny gesture, I'll think of something to say. Didn't
happen. And Baby Spice, Emma Bunton, celebrates her 45th birthday, as well as those hits with the Spice Girls. She made the top 10 in Australia with this solo single. Finally, legendary British comedian Benny Hill was also born on this day. He died aged 68 in 1992.
Toiletry set with, of course, as you can see, the gold-plated seat. What a way to go.
Remembering Benny Hill on January 21st.